polls are neck and neck, but you know, we've got you know, 9 days of campaigning to go, and we'll be campaigning till 10 o'clock a week on Thursday, because we think that there's so many people in Scotland who are still to be convinced of a yes vote, but are prepared to be convinced. They're just looking for the positive argument. And that's why, you know, if you ask me what is winning the campaign for yes, certainly our opponents are helping us enormously, and their total disintegration, of course, is a helpful part. Certainly the people's attitude and contempt for the Westminster system is a major asset, but that's not what's winning it for yes. What's winning it for yes is the galvanisation, the mobilisation of a grassroots campaign and conversations that are taking place, as we are speaking this now, between friends and neighbours and workplaces, and these conversations are generally coming to a yes conclusion.
Are these next 9 days the most important in the campaign?
I think the major thing about the yes campaign is the preparation over the last 3 years to build, firstly, that huge platform and broad-based coalition, to build the mobilisation of the grassroots campaign, and to centre on the arguments that are really meaningful for people. That's the job-creating powers, the protection of our health service and other key public services, the opportunity to build a more prosperous and more just society, and to keep these messages, which we know that people, and that's the sort of society that most people in Scotland want to see.